Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Allie, Dylan, hanging out with you here on a Wednesday morning. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Going to get the wake-up call here in just 1 second. Allie mentioned it going into break. Which Falcons player do we need back the worst this weekend? Which one do you have to have back in the fold? We also talked a little bit about the monkey drama that happened over in Jasper, Mississippi. I don't know about you guys, but when I saw this headline, I thought for sure this was in Atlanta. Like,
really?
I was like, because all this, like, it's there's always something like this in Atlanta.
How Florida of you. This is a Florida thing.
This is not, like, okay. Do you remember what was a couple years ago when the money, it was money, like, raining down on 285?
Yeah. On 285,
there was,
amazing.
Like, a tiger loose at one point.
Yeah.
There's been craziness that's happened on the highways
zebra
here in the
on the downtown
Georgia.
Connector.
Now, granted, I am a Florida man. All right, I have lived a lot of lives down in Florida, and crazy things definitely happen in Florida. But this just felt like something, when I read it, I was like, ooh, that definitely happened in Atlanta.
Is it more animal-related if it's Atlanta, and then it's person-related if it's Florida?
Maybe. That's quite possible. I think it was a couple of years ago that somebody walked into a liquor store in Florida and like threw an alligator in there. So that's both, I guess.
What?
Combination.
Yeah, well, that was an unfortunate incident.
It's turning an animal in Florida. There's a lot of creatures that have been added to that habitat down there that don't belong.
Dude, yeah. How did you guys get introduced to this environment? You know what I mean?
Well, some idiot thought they'd be a good pet, and then that idiot couldn't keep up with it.
You sound like you're talking about something very specific.
No, I mean, well, you look at all the snakes they have down there now that are not natural to the United States. They have birds and all kinds of stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of random animals down there now that just don't.
Did you feel the same way I did, though, when you saw the monkey headline? Like, you thought for sure it was in Georgia?
I thought it was from Georgia because I do feel like everything happens dumb here. Like we have the CDC right down the road. So, yeah, of course, a herpes.
Like, some monkeys headed to the CDC. Yeah, what?
A COVID-carrying herpes monkey is clearly running around our city. I mean, that just makes sense.
Walking Dead 9.
I mean,
monkeys. The monkeys.
Yeah. Wait.
They can't be feeling well right now.
Also. So is that what we're? I mean, I thought that there was a group against testing animals or using animals as tests, but. Where's PETA at when you need them?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying these monkeys should run free.
Yeah. just hide in the woods in Mississippi, man. Don't come out. Well, just bury yourself down in there. Yeah,
no, because that's how another disease comes up. You know, COVID and herpes will join, and there'll be some new super disease.
Doesn't sound like they're going to have to search far. Okay. All right, let's do these headlines.
Here's what you need to know before you clock in this morning. The Blue Jays tied up the World Series 2-2, beat the Dodgers. And Shohei Ohtani's very animated face last night, 6-2 in Game 4. Game 5 is tonight. Hawks play tonight in Brooklyn. You can hear it right here on 92.9 The Game. Pre-game kicks off at 7:30. And the Saints will be starting rookie QB Tyler Shack over Spencer Rattler when they face the Rams.
There you go. Time for the wake-up call. Like we said, who is the most important player you need back in the Falcons lineup this weekend? And maybe something crazy you've seen on a highway at some point in your life, man, because I know that they're out there right now. Let's hit this. Ever since Allie teased that going to break, because we've talked a lot about Divine Diablo, and then I was like, I think Zach Harrison might be more important than that. And then we kind of went the Drake London, Michael Penix route. But if you throw all of them into a hat, I'm not sure which one I'm picking. Who's the most important player we need back from injury?
We need them all.
That's right. Throw Storm Norton in the mix, too.
I wouldn't mind having Billy Bowman to play.
That's not bad. That's not a bad call.
I mean, I do believe that Nick, you know, that's nickel position is an extra linebacker spot. But you know what? Dee Alford's played his butt off. Dee Alford's played really good. I mean, you look at his dude, he last week alone, you know, he had a sack, a tackle for loss. I mean, he's playing well.
He is.
It's just the Diablo hole just kind of – I just think that now that you look back on it, there's so much that they do based on having a player like him at that position.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It's definitely something to chew on for a little bit. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's take our first call. Let's talk to Jose over in Cumming. Jose, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. So my wake-up call really is for Arthur Blank. I mean, if we don't perform and we don't do good, I think definitely some management decisions need to happen. But I feel like the position that we need most is the quarterback. We need Michael Penix back there and taking command of the team. And, you know, it kind of starts from the top to the bottom in the sense of, hey, who do you see on the field as going to take control of it and who's going to have, like, set the tone for the team? And I just don't think Kirk Cousins is that tone.
Yeah.
And then the craziest thing is just people riding their tires to the rim. That just happens far too often in Atlanta.
I've seen that happen before, man. Thank you for the phone call. I saw one empty flatbed that had just like obviously unloaded, and it had one of those like ratchet straps that you see, big ones, like the size of like a fire hose. And it was just flying around. And I was like, man, I'm going to back off of this because this is about to get ugly in a hurry. And I mean, I probably backed off to where I was 100 yards behind it. And sure enough, that strap went straight into that axle.
Oh.
Boom. Whole thing. The axle must have ripped. The strap came flying off. All of a sudden, the truck was just leaning to one side. And I was like, man, I'm so glad I backed away from that.
Wow.
That got so ugly in a hurry.
Do you ever, you guys ever go in between two tractor trailers on the interstate?
Oh, that's terrifying.
Try not to, but yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm like, oh, like living on the edge. just flooring going through there.
Too fast. Yeah. He's too furious.
I was behind someone this morning coming in on 14th Street. I was behind someone that was like allergic to the double yellow line. They just needed to be so far. I was like, I'm getting behind this person. Yeah. I don't know what their deal is.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
I was like, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
You know what I mean? I'm like, shoot the gap. I just say, I'm shooting the gap.
Yeah, man. That's not a good feeling.
Also, we were talking about driving. PSA, if you want to do 50 miles an hour on an interstate, don't get in the express lane, okay? Just a PSA. Just don't get in the express lane.
Okay? That's widely noted, I think.
I don't think it is.
I
do not think it is widely noted because I have encountered
widely
these people.
Widely would include 99% of people. There's always a 1%, though, that's like, come on, dude. You should know this. Like, get out of the way.
I mean, 1% would say I encounter that once a month. Mm. I've encountered it like twice this week already.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines and let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Happy Wednesday.
What's happening, y'all? Hey, what's going on, man? Morning show fam. Biggest thing with the Falcons, man, we need Michael Penix back. Wow. And I'm not crapping on Kurt, but Kurt didn't look good. Also, there's a different energy when Michael's in there.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Kurt looked good enough to say, hey, you know, let's hold Michael out for another week. Let's give him another chance. Also, got to stick with that running game, man. I'm an offensive coordinator, too, so I understand, like, during the game, certain things get frustrating. But what you got to do is you got to stick to the plan. As hard as it is, make whatever minor adjustments you need to make, but don't go away from the running game when we got one of the best running backs in the league. That's all I got, man. Y'all have a great one.
Appreciate the phone call, man.
I agree, but it's being talked about like they did go away from it last week and they didn't. I mean, you could probably say that half their plays in the first half were running plays. I mean, they only ran 17 in the first half last week. I bet you at least 8 of them were run plays. And then you ran the ball some on the drive that Bijan fumbles on. You also threw it. What killed the running game was 5 minutes to go in the third quarter and you're down 24-3. There's no longer a running, there's no longer, well, we're just going to keep going to keep, you know, running the football.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's done.
The problem is we have no counter to win. Like, we run wide zone. If you're like, I don't know where Dan's an offensive coordinator at. If you run wide zone, it doesn't work because somebody crashed down or the backside end crashed or whatever. Like, a lot of times, coordinators, and probably at Dan's level too, they line up the next play and they go, all right, well, we boot off that. We run play action. We run a counter.
Agreed.
We run a gap scheme play. Like, we just – we don't have the ability to fix it during said drive. So then you can't go back to wide zone. You're like, oh, this is not working. Like, let's try to throw the ball.
I just think that there's a little bit of a misnomer that, well, they just give up. They've given up on a few weeks. And I don't think that they've just straight up said, well, Bijan ran it four times and didn't work. We better just throw the ball. I think that they're – and he even said, look, I know the game dictates it. But I just talking about specifically last week. You didn't go away from it. You just – got to the point where you were down so much you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. I think he brings up an interesting point about Michael Penix kind of being the personality of that team. I don't know. Like, I would say that Drake London's more that guy.
I think you're right because I love Michael, but he's a little bit laid back out there at times, and I didn't really see a lot of fire when the game was slipping away against Carolina from him, and I didn't see a lot of fire. And I'm not saying he doesn't have fire, but I'm saying this swagger that we're labeling him with, Drake London to me is the guy on offense that has it because he'll celebrate and he'll fist fight you all in a matter of 10 seconds.
Yeah, not only that, but you know, one of the heartbeats and a personality of a team, if you're going to carry an edge, has to be special teams coverage units, and we ain't been good in that either. You know, a lot of times they fly down, they're flexing, and then all of a sudden it's like penalty 84. You're like, oh.
It's been more of our return than our coverage, I would say. Like, our return, special teams return game. I think Mike Ford and Felipe, actually, they might be 1-2 in the league in special teams tackles.
I don't know if that's good. Well, I guess
it has to be good. Somebody's got to make a tackle on special teams.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder, this Friday we are hitting the road. You can join us, The Morning Shift, at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for the weekend. Come say hello. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, it's The Morning Shift. That's us this Friday, 6 to 9 at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur. Coming up, we're going to take one more look at the Patriots offense, Falcons defense, and we've got a life of squid.
Someone's bowl eligible. We'll talk about it next. Morning Show Sports Radio, 929 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. 8:24. Thanks for spending some of your morning with us. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Falcons play the Patriots this weekend. On the road, pregame with Mike and Bo kicks off at 11 on 92.9 The Game. Kickoff is 1 with Wes and Arch.
It's going to be crispy up there. It's going to be like 52 degrees, I think, is the high.
Well, and I wanted to ask you, because when you're at home, Bo, you know your routine. Do you get to the stadium earlier when you're on the road?
It depends. Not necessarily. Like, I get to the stadium, I arrive around 9:40 for a 1 o'clock kick at home. I arrive around 9:45 to the parking deck, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's I control my schedule then. Like, I'm on the team bus schedule when I'm on the road. So I go on the early bus, but not the really early bus. There's like four buses. There's like the equipment bus for a 1 o'clock game. It's like 5 a.m., something like that. I don't want to give all our times away. And then there's one, you know, because I don't know if anybody's trying to sync their clock up with the bus schedule. But then there's one that's right after that. And then there's the middle one. I'm like the middle one. And there's a late one. So I'm the second early bus. So I normally get there within 45 minutes to the pregame show kicks off. Like I think last week or 2 weeks ago in San Francisco, I got there like just around an hour before and walked around like the field and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to always go down on the field. But I would tell you that I normally get to home games a little bit earlier. Yeah. And I leave home. They're probably about the same leaving.
Those crazy maniacs that get to they use the last bus used to drive me nuts.
How soon do they get?
Are you talking about players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what time are they getting like relevant to the game? Like,
I don't even remember what that would be.
An hour and a half?
No, they wouldn't cut it that close.
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours.
The last bus gets there normally, it normally takes off about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the distance from the stadium.
Yeah.
15 to 20 minutes from pregame start, which is 2 hours before.
Yeah.
So, like, I bet you that I could check it, and I would tell you there's a really good chance it's a 1 o'clock kick. I know where we're staying, which is a little ways away, so I bet you that the last bus will leave at, like, 10.
Okay. So you're getting there a little over 2 hours before the game.
Well, this is one that's a little bit further away, but yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of
stressful,
just,
man.
I tend to agree. Actually, I was wrong. 10:15. So, but I know where we're standing, and you're getting there about 2 hours for kick.
That to me, like, you're gonna start your warm-ups like at the bare minimum an hour before the game.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do personally.
Yeah.
So you're talking about wrist tape, hot tub, whatever you got to do. Pff, come on, man.
I think the three of us are all very like-minded in like wanting to get everywhere super early. The people that like to get places like on time or 5 minutes after, I don't understand you. I wish I could be a little bit more like you, but it will never happen.
Is it for anything or just like...
anything. So, like, you know, I've been saying, oh, it's raining. Be a few minutes late for work. Take your time. Yeah, right. Like, I would never.
Well,
I would never.
You can say both, Abe. You can say, take your time. Don't worry about when you get there. And you can say, also, I don't know, maybe leave early because you want to take your time and drive safely. I waver. If it's work, if I'm going to play golf, I normally want to get places, would give myself plenty of time to acclimate to whatever it is I am.
Yeah.
But if it's like, if I'm meeting, if you guys were like, hey, let's meet after the show. Let's go get lunch at like noon. I'm probably going to roll in there at 11:58. It just
Should
depends.
We be offended?
Maybe a little bit. I witnessed my sister-in-law talking to Grant about Mac time, about how it's like a half hour early. She was like, I had to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because we show up early. That's just what we do.
I think mine is extremely Saban related. Like, he used to put the fear of God into people that if you weren't 20 minutes early, like, you were probably late. And it still terrifies me to this day.
Early in the relationship with me and Amy, every fight was, let's go. Like, what are we doing? And so then I said, what am I doing? So now it's when what time do we need to leave? And then I'm going, okay, well, see, it's 1 o'clock kick. I want to be there by 12. It takes 45 minutes to get there. 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think my thing is like, that's why I said, should we feel disrespected? Because if you're going to meet somebody, I think it's disrespectful if you're late.
Yeah.
Like if somebody is actively waiting on you at dinner or whatever it is, business meeting, like if you are late, even if it's by 5 minutes, like I feel like that's a little bit disrespectful.
But
I'm like, dude, your time's more valuable than mine. You decided to be a little bit more casual walking out the door.
But here's the deal. I'm always giving myself, I think about like the time. I don't leave to a time frame where I'm going to be late. I leave for a time frame where I'm like, if something happens, I've now built in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's why I say, yeah, 11:58 if we're meeting at noon, because I'm going to leave where I'm like, that gives me enough time where I'm not late, but I'm not 15 minutes early. And so I just plan it out because, I mean, no, normally I don't like getting – my pet peeve is getting places and waiting on people. So now I build in, I make it where I'm getting there right about 3 to 4 minutes just because I don't want to be there like 10 minutes early. Because I got to be everywhere else early. Everywhere else I go, I got to be so early.
He doesn't want to wait on people.
I wasn't going to say it.
The golf carts at Flowery Branch. We would wait on you. So, anyway.
Yeah, because I knew what time. Because you know why? You want to know why? Because I knew that if I got in there and we weren't ready to go, I'd be like, I'm glad I got here early.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know, man. It stresses me out.
Look.
What was about? Oh, yeah, the travel. That's right.
Yeah. So it's going to be crisp. It's going to be like, I think 52 or 54 degrees is going to be the high. So that means.
The high is 54?
Pretty sure. I looked it up.
I didn't know that.
Foxborough, man.
That is crispy. It's been cold here this week, but not that cold.
Also, I don't know why I chose the word crispy.
Yeah, I think crisp was
what I was going to go
for. I was like, you know what, man? This is not the battle I'm going to fight today when it comes to Bo, but that's
all
a weird word.
Let's see. Right now, I'm looking it up. Foxborough, because that's where the stadium's at, right?
Mm-hmm. That's from last I checked.
Low 35. High 52, sunny.
Oh.
And, yeah, that means hoodie weather. That's like hoodie. Make sure you bring the beanie.
You got your Sunday's hoodie on right now. Is that going with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Every day is hoodie day for you, though.
It's true. But it depends. But you know what? Thank you. That's thick hoodie day. That means not thin hoodie. Not the thin hoodie, the thick hoodie. This is a thicker hoodie.
Every time I think he's going to take a shot at me, it's like a compliment. And then
he got excited about that one.
You want me to attack you?
I thought you were going to. I thought you were like, you know what?
Way you're
to
right.
Call me out for wearing a hoodie every
no,
day.
No, you're right. I love hoodies. But there's thin, there's medium, and there's thick. This is thick.
Bo all loves right. being comfy when it's crispy outside.
That's what she said.
We do have to get to Life of Squid, but let me ask you real quick. Who needs to step up on the Falcons defense this weekend?
Whoever plays Divine Diablo's role,
okay.
That's who I'm nominating.
Who needs to step up on defense? Let me say Leonard Floyd. Okay. I think that they're going to go with a lot of heavy sets. I think that you need to utilize him more in those heavy sets. I think you need to have four big bodies plus Leonard Floyd, and they have shown the ability to go heavy with two tight ends or an added lineman or whatever it is, and I think if they're watching last week's film, that's exactly what they're going to do. I'm not going to put it all on Sam Roberts or Onyemata or whoever it is. Somebody's got to step up at the perimeter defensive positions at the edge spots and go make a play.
You're so spot on. Can I expand a little bit? Edges, and Floyd has been guilty of it, but James Pierce has been guilty of it a lot, getting pinned to the inside and not keeping your outside shoulder and allowing them to pin you to the inside, and they just go right around you. Mike's. I think that's kind of what Mike's saying. He's spot on. I agree 100%.
Boom, that's twice in one day. Did the Scott Hall.
I mean.
Did the Scott
I'm
Hall
like,
with the double,
I'm like,
the double over the head
over
point.
Here, I'm like, I don't want to say Dylan.
Two.
Hit it.
Sweet.
But I'm just like, I'm doing all these body things, and Dylan's like, yeah, my bad. I think Dylan saw me like just shaking feverishly over here. Yeah. Real quick, because we got to get to what Chris Lowe, I believe, next. Kennesaw State is bowl eligible.
Hootie hoo. Hootie
hoo. Hootie hoo. How about my Owls, baby? My boy Chaz just hit me up. He was like, how about our Owls? I'm like, of course, he was there. He's always there. But 6-2, bowl eligible.
What's
the
new head coach's name?
Jerry Mack.
Jerry Mack.
Yeah, and I was
good job.
I gotta admit, I didn't know what to think. I didn't love the hire. I didn't hate it. I didn't really know. I was kind of a half foot in, half foot out kind of thing. But I got to give them credit, man. 6-2. They're 4-0 in Conference USA.
Let's go.
So
let's go.
I mean, business is picked up for KSU football. First time eligible. They've been bowl eligible since they've made the jump up. So Brian Bohannon should get credit. Because he absolutely started this program off, but now Jerry Mack's taking him to a bowl game. So congratulations, Coach Mack, and my KSU Owls. Hoo-hoo!
Gotta love a little Tuesday night football up at the bank.
Congratulations. Coming up, Like Bo mentioned, it is Georgia-Florida week, so we've got senior college football reporter for On3 Sports, Chris Lowe, will be joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift, 8:43 here on a dreary Wednesday morning. We won't rehash any of the, conversation around how big the hoodie's going to be this weekend or anything like that.
Thick hoodie. No shorts, though.
Yeah. Well, I think a thin hoodie's just a pullover, but that's a conversation for another day. Just a conversation for another day.
I don't know. Well, maybe Chris Lowe has something.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's go out to the phone lines. Welcome in our buddy Chris Lowe from On3 Sports. And, Chris, there's just so many different directions I could go. We've had arguments about Almond Joy candy bars. I mean, it's just we've been off the rails all day today. Monkeys in Mississippi, things like that. But I guess we need to focus with you, my friend, on college football. It is the Georgia-Florida or Florida-Georgia game going on this weekend. Obviously that's a huge thing, but talk a little bit about these two teams in this matchup. It's just one of those weird deals where interim coach on one side and obviously Georgia on this side has their eyes set on an SEC championship berth and a possible college football playoff berth.
Yeah, and the Gators would love nothing more than to sort of ruin the season for Georgia, which they got a chance to do. And you know what? They're good enough and they've got the roster. They're capable of doing that. It's not going the way anybody in Gatorland would want, but I also don't think this is a Georgia team that's close to what they were in 21 or 22. Now, they're good, and I think they could beat anybody, but I think we've seen this year they've also, at times, been a flawed football team. I think Kirby Smart would tell you that. They had to come back on the road, which I give them credit for, to beat Tennessee. The Auburn game was really close. They lost at home to Alabama, so it wouldn't surprise me to see Florida be in this football game and have a chance to win. And again, if you're the Gators, they realize just how deflating a loss this would be for the Dogs if they could get them.
Well, Chris, the question I would have is kind of a look ahead for Florida. Is Lane Kiffin realistic for them as the head coach? And if not, what is a realistic fit for them down there in Gainesville? Because whatever's going on in Gainesville, they can't. I know that Napier had everything he asked for, but there's a riddle down there hiring the new head coach since Urban Meyer, and they have gotten it wrong every time.
They have, and it's not like they were hiring guys that were not, on the market. Billy Napier, let's use Billy as an example. he turned out a ton of opportunities when he was in Louisiana. You know, Arkansas, there was Auburn, there was Mississippi State. I think Ole Miss might have been in there. There were a lot of opportunities in the SEC that he said thanks but no thanks, and then got the Florida job. So, you know, Jim McElwain, when they hired Jim McElwain, had done a really nice job at Colorado State. He was well thought of. He worked under Saban. Dan Mullen, I think we all would agree that Dan Mullen was a commodity. I mean, he did things at Mississippi State they hadn't done in years. So they were hiring guys that other people wanted. It just, you know, for whatever reason, didn't work out. And I think the standard at Florida is not for everybody. You know, Mullen got to the SEC championship game. McElwain got there twice. But they certainly did not win at the level that Urban Meyer did or Steve Spurrier. And I think that the shadow in some ways of those two guys maybe has engulfed some people who've come after him. You know, Spurrier's still there. He's still got an office in the football stadium. You know, some guys, not that he's doing anything wrong, but some guys just, they don't handle that well. And I think that's why, you know, whoever you get, and you ask me, is Lane Kiffin realistic? Yeah, absolutely. I think Lane Kiffin will consider and is considering. I think my conversations with Lane recently, the whole Auburn experience a few years ago changed him. I think it opened his eyes that he's not going to sit around and fixate on what might come next with a football team that should be a playoff team this year. They're a really good team and have a really manageable path to get there. But will he consider Florida? Absolutely. Will he consider LSU? Absolutely. And guess what? If Mike Norvell doesn't make it at Florida State, I can promise you that they're going to have interest. They did 2 years ago when it looked like Norvell might go to Alabama. And I think most people in the industry would tell you, if you start comparing all those jobs, I think we have different criteria what makes the best job. But Florida State, you probably got a little bit easier pathway to the playoff every year than you would at Florida or LSU.
Well, when it comes to Lane, I mean, there are a lot of openings right now with head coaching gigs. And he said the other day, you know, he wouldn't choose something based on money. But realistically, Chris, he's going to get to name his price right now, isn't he?
Yeah, it's good. It would be good to be Lane Kiffin right now. And it's funny because, you know, I bet you 4 years ago or five, when he got to Ole Miss in 2020, and he said this, he's told me this, there weren't very many people knocking on his door. Keith Carter at Ole Miss took a chance on Lane. You know, Lane was not in a good place in his life then. Everybody knew it. The stories were out there. And they took a shot. You know, Lane has sort of rediscovered himself. You know, he's sober now. He's just in a good place, having known Lane for a long time. Hey, he's still going to be Lane Kiffin. There's still parts of Lane that a lot of people won't like, don't want to deal with, but there's a lot of good parts too. I think clearly he's come in and resurrected that Ole Miss football program. I know he's very grateful for the opportunities they gave him, and he likes living there. He likes the, you know, that way of life. So I don't think there's anything out there that he feels like, hey, I got to run to this because I'm running away from Ole Miss. But no, I think he's gonna sit there. He's got good representation, and he's gonna weigh everything and see what works best for him. You're right, though; it won't be a money deal. Ole Miss would put together something right now if he would sign it. It would make him one of the highest, if not the highest, paid coach in college football. If he leaves, and I think there's a decent chance that he will, because of all jobs are open, it will be because he thinks that place gives him a better opportunity to win at the very highest level every single year, and that you can do it through high school recruiting and the portal. I mean, they pretty much had to do it, piece it together year by year in the portal at Ole Miss. I don't think in the recruiting hotbeds that you have in Louisiana or Florida that you necessarily would have to do that.
Hanging out with Chris Lowe from On3 Sports, talking about all the craziness around the SEC and really the whole country when it comes to coaching searches and everything else. Chris, I'm curious, do you think that there's any programs in the SEC or anywhere else at this point that maybe are more hesitant because of the jobs that are already open, that, and you know, maybe it's an Auburn or another program like that that look at it and go, you know what, man, we might just hold on for another year. I don't know that we would be at the top of the list with LSU, Florida, Penn State, and other things like that already open. Do you think there's going to be more movement as far as the SEC when it comes to firing coaches, or do you think that this group right now is going, you know what, let's wait one more cycle?
I think it'll factor into their decisions. I don't think it'll be a deal breaker. You know, if Auburn just stinks it up down the stretch, there's going to be enough people, enough money people who just want to move on. That would be 3 years under Freeze. They would not have had a winning season. And I think there's just that type of pressure now. More than ever, and right or wrong, the boosters and the donors who contribute to the collective, who pay the money to buy players, to purchase, whatever you want to say, to go into the collective, to attract players. Some people like the word buy. They feel like that they're more, A, they are probably more invested because they're pulling up all this money to bring in players, but B, that they have a bigger say, a louder say in, hey, I just gave you $2 million, you know, and we got this quarterback and this edge rusher. Well, they're not performing at the level that they should be, or you've not coached them or developed them well enough. You better do that, or I'm going to pull my money back. I think there's more of that. I know there's more of that than ever before. And that creates more pressure on the AD, on the president, regents to make a move maybe quicker than you would have previously. I mean, I give Florida credit. You know, everybody says, well, you know, Florida should have done it earlier with Billy Napier. Well, they at least gave him a chance, and they gave him 4 years. I mean, they were a really bad football team to start last year. He got that thing back. He got the locker room. He didn't lose the locker room. They won a bunch of games down the stretch. He comes into this year, well, obviously didn't work out, and they got rid of him. But they at least gave him what you would feel like was a fair shot. They're pretty much the exception. I mean, everybody else, you know, has moved quickly. I understand Penn State says, wait a minute, Franklin was here for 12 years. We were patient. Yeah. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective, maybe. But he's also a top 10 program in five of his last 9 years, and he was a drive away from playing for the national title last year. And granted, he never beat anybody, you know, in the top five, but he still gave you a top tier program. They felt like somebody else could come in and could win the Natty, you know, could start beating Ohio State, beating Oregon now that Dan Lanning's and Eugene. Well, more power to them. Maybe they find that person. Maybe they don't.
Chris Lowe joining us here on the morning shift. Chris, SEC championship game could have we could go through a couple combinations. It could be Ty Simpson versus Gunnar Stockton or Diego Pavia or Marcel Reed. You know, you just go through it. Could it be like basically not only a matchup for an SEC title and a bye, but maybe the Heisman Trophy as well?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you look at the polls for whatever they're worth, and I participate in a couple for On Three. You know, we don't call races. We call 100-meter races at the 70-meter mark, clearly, because to me, the Heisman's always, well, who performs the best on the biggest stages? You know, and it's always been that way. And I think there's some big stages still to come. But absolutely, I think if you were to get – let's say you were to get A&M in Alabama in the SEC title game. You know, Marshall Reed has been terrific this month. I think he's accounted for 12 or 13 touchdowns just in October. Ty Simpson, I think, is playing a level that's higher than any quarterback out there in college football right now. So if those two met, let's say their teams are both one-loss teams, top 10 teams, yeah, it very easily could be a game that determines the Heisman Trophy. You know, do we see Oregon and Indiana rematch, you know, in the Big Ten championship game? Or is it Ohio State? An unbeaten Ohio State team and an unbeaten Indiana team that play. You got Mendoza, you got Jordan Sayid. So I think there's a lot of scenarios out there like that that could impact the Heisman Trophy race. It's going to be pretty fascinating to see how this thing closes out, because there's a lot of teams in the SEC right now that I think look a lot alike. And I think their resumes, when it's all said and done, when we come out of the SEC title game, so that's going to be another loss for somebody. I think you're going to have five teams, maybe six, but I think five teams, all that look fairly similar in who they've beaten, what their records are, because you're going to have some teams that have sort of beaten up on each other. And I think that's that's going to make this, to me, the test case in the second year of the 12-team playoff. Does the committee look at a two-loss SEC team? I still don't know that we get a three-loss team in, but do they look at maybe five teams in the SEC who all have two losses, or four have two and one has one, for instance? And do those teams get in over a one-loss ACC team, a one-loss Big 12 team, a two-loss Notre Dame team? This is going to be, to me, an even bigger test case for how they select the teams in last year.
Nobody knows the SEC like Chris Lowe from On3 Sports. Chris, man, we always appreciate it. Thanks a lot, buddy.
You bet, guys. Take care.
You too. That's Chris Lowe, senior college football reporter for On3 Sports. You can find him on Twitter at CLOWFB. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
wear your thick hoodie today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.